This morning concerning the Word, let's pray about this. Let's pray over this Word. Father, we just thank you right now, Lord. You have called us to be fishers of men.
Yes.
Lord, we are out here, we're fishing for something. We're fishing for a Word today. We're fishing for a Word explosion today, Lord, from the Holy Ghost. Lord, we don't want to be the ones that throw the nets and don't catch nothing. We want to catch faith today. We want to catch what you are saying today, Lord. So we're just believing, we're casting our faith nets out, and we're believing we're going to come in with a haul. Lord, whatever we need, it's in you. Whatever we need is in Christ Jesus. But you've got to cast your net. You've got to cast your net and catch Jesus. You've got to follow him. He knows what you need, and he knows exactly where it is. It's in him. So, Father, we just thank you for your word today, Lord. And we give you the praise for it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I want to settle any fears today. I know if you've been watching the news, don't try to watch it too much. I mean, you want to be tuned into things happening, but you don't want to be plugged in. I mean, plugged in where if the world's going down, I'm going down with it. No, we're plugged in. Our heaven, our home is not here. It's in heaven.
True.
And Jesus is over all things. And, yeah, we've got to protect others that can't protect themselves, and that's what the United States, that's what we've been called to do. But also, Jesus told us to fear not. And I believe this message for us today is, as church, as ministers, we're not to get into fear. We're to stay in faith. We're to pray for our country. And we're not to expect, if you're a child of the King, he's not going to let you be destroyed in this earth. Amen. Jesus said there's tribulation, then there's great tribulation that's going to come on this earth. I don't believe the church is going through great tribulation. That's not the bride. That's not what a husband would do with his wife. He wouldn't drag her through the mire. He wouldn't drag her through all this stuff. Jesus is going to come get his church. But so I don't want you to be in fear. I want you to be in faith. We teach faith here. God has not given us a spirit of fear. Even what's going on with the world, Jesus is our great high priest.
Yeah.
And I called Dr. Raymond Davis last night. I got two doctors I look up to, Dr. Howard and Dr. Davis. But was letting him know about opening up faith for free, because he's one of our professors, instructors at Life Christian University. And I was outside, and wind was blowing pretty good yesterday, and it felt good. Then had one more yard to mow, and I got my chair, and I went outside, and I found me a shade tree, and I got my Bible, and I'm praying, and I said, I got to go call Dr. Raymond. And I called him, and I was just talking. I said, I'm outside just praying. I believe I'm getting me a message tomorrow. It might be the winds of change are a-blowing. Wow, that's what the message, the title is today. I just told him that. I don't know if he's preaching at his church. I know he's associate pastor now, but the winds of change are a-blowing. You know, I found it in the Scripture as I was reading through the commentary. I'm not going to build it on that. I'm going to build on there's things changing in this earth, but there's things happening in the spiritual realm too before they happen down here. God knows everything that's going on. He knows the hairs, the very numbers of the hairs on your head.
Amen.
Amen. So on the latest world events, pray for our president, pray for our country, but also pray that all men, the Bible says pray for all men, all presidents, Syrian presidents, Russian presidents, that all men will come to the knowledge of the truth.
Amen.
That we can lead a peaceful and godly life. The ones that are praying, we're expecting to live a peaceful and godly life. Even in the midst of war and rumors of war, we got peace. Amen. Now, if you don't have peace, you can have it. Amen. You gotta trust in the Word. You gotta trust in Jesus. That's the first line of defense today. We're going to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 24. Hang on, because we're gonna read a whole chapter, I believe. Matthew chapter 24. Now, Jesus is foretelling the destruction of the temple there in Jerusalem, Herod's temple. Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples, those fishers of men, came to him and showed him the buildings of this great temple, Herod's temple. And Jesus said to them, "See ye not all these things?" Jesus said, "For a truth, I tell you, there shall not be one stone left here upon another that it shall be cast down." See, Jesus was looking past what they were looking at. He's looking into the future. And Jesus, and he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, "Lord, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? They asked him three different things. Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man, say no man,
no man
should deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, I am the anointed one. This is Jesus speaking here. There's many going to come and say, I'm the Christ, but they shall deceive many. They're called Antichrist. They're against what Jesus, the Messiah, Jesus, the Son of God, they're against His teaching. And you shall hear of wars. This is what we're hearing. And rumors of war. If Jesus would hear, He'd say, fear not. He'd be teaching you to say, fear not. I don't care what you're hearing. See that you be not troubled. If you don't have Jesus, you're going to be in trouble. If you don't have Jesus, get Him. He ain't hard to find. The Bible says the Word is near you. It's right here. The words that we're preaching right now, Jesus is here. He's speaking. He's speaking through the church, through the Holy Ghost. He's here. Be not troubled, for these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Do I know when the end is? No, because the Bible says no man shall know the hour or the day, but I'm here to tell you, we can know the season and we can know to be looking. Amen. Because Jesus said, it's coming. Things are going to come to pass and then the end is going to come. Somebody help me. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. Jesus is coming. Amen. That's going to be the end of this world as we know it, but that's only the beginning if you're a Christian. That's only the beginning, man. That's when eternity starts. Jesus. For nation, this is ethnics, nation, races are going to rise up against black, white, Hispanics. They're going to be against each other, hating one another. Hello, anybody turn the TV on? But I'm not talking about you. We're talking about the world. Nations are going to rise against nation. Kingdom, this is presidents, rulers, United States, US, Russia, China. Kingdom is going to rise against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in different places. All these, say, are the beginning of sorrows. It's like a woman when she's getting ready to give birth to a child, she has birth pains. These are the beginnings. We're seeing this today. Once that begins, know the child is on the way.
That's right.
Right? You can't turn back. Once those pains, birth pains start, child's coming down that birth cavity. Jesus is coming in the clouds of glory. Amen. He's coming.
Yeah.
Only God knows the day when that child, you know, we can doctors, we can get it down. We can conception and know this. God knows before they knew, that doctor knew when that baby would be born. But even then, you can't. God knows. He designed the body. We can get close, but God, He don't get close. He's exact. Truth is exact. And there's truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth. It's a fact. Amen. Truth trumps fact. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And this did happen to the original apostles, to the disciples there. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity, what's iniquity? Wickedness. Wickedness shall abound. The love of many shall wax cold. The love of many shall wax cold. Now this is, if you think about wax, you think about a candle. You put a lot of wax on that wick. A lot of wax. So when you light the candle, that thing burns a long time. See, your love for God, it just don't grow cold like that. It waxes cold. The love of many shall wax cold. It's kind of like all the things, a lot of the church, a lot of Christians can be lulled into sleep that Jesus, He's not coming, not today, not tonight. The love of many shall wax cold. No, our love has got to be fervent. It's got to be alive. It's got to be awake. Arise, awake unto righteousness. Amen, because Jesus is coming. And we need to let others know. Don't let us not be lulled to sleep. Don't let our love wax cold. Man, we need to be on fire for Jesus because of this deception. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And I like this, verse 14, we'll come back to it. And this gospel, what's gospel?
The good
good news of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Now, this gospel, that doesn't mean everybody that hears the gospel is going to get saved. It just means the gospel is going to be in every nation of the world. It's going to be preached. And when that's out there, we know it ain't going to be long before Jesus is going to be here. Because that's what he said. It's going to all, everybody's going to have the opportunity to hear the gospel, the good news. There's been a lot of preached, but it ain't been good news. Amen. So that's what we got to, these last days, we got to be preaching the good news. It's the goodness of God that leads people to come to church and repent. Amen. I heard about all the bad things I was. They didn't want to get me to church. They wanted me to get to the bar and drink another beer because how bad I was. The good news is we're getting there. We're going to go a little bit further. Amen. Yes, sir, I'm right there with you. Flee to the mountains. When you see the desolation that Daniel prophesied, talking about when they're taking God out of the church, when they're taking God out of the school, and they're putting in man's system in there, the Babylonian system, the anti-system, the anti-Christ. When you start to see that, when you see that in the temple, in the church in Jerusalem, flee, get out of that place. That's not good news being preached there. That's man's system. This is where the mark of the beast and all that stuff's coming in. And don't get it fear. You've got a mark. If you're born again, you've got a mark on your forehead. They can't see it. It's a spiritual mark. See, we don't have to have man's mark. We got God's mark. He can see it. The angels see it. It's Jesus. It's the Holy Ghost. You've been marked by God. Amen? Man can't see that. They can't see the effects of it, but they'll deny it. They denied Jesus. Jesus said they did it to him. They're going to do it to you. But run to the housetop. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Verse 18. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, to them that give suck in those days. But pray that your flight be not in winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then, say then, shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. We haven't seen that yet, because it said never, nor ever shall be. And except those days be shortened, there shall no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. If any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. Unless that man knows Jesus, and he's telling you about Jesus. But see, you don't have to believe that man. We get to the end of this, and we'll talk about it. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, even the elect shall be deceived. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they say unto you, behold, he's in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he's in secret chambers. Believe it not, Jesus said. For as the lightning, here's a key to a Christian. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shines even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. In other words, you ain't going to have to go looking, not knowing if that's Jesus over there. When Jesus comes back again, he's going to be like a lightning bolt. He's coming, and every eye shall see, and every tongue is going to confess. That's Jesus, because you're going to see. He's coming from heaven. For wheresoever the carcass is, there shall the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Now, I want to tell you, before I got born again, what do you mean born again? Before I called and made Jesus my Lord and Savior, when you do that, you are born again. I'm different than I used to be. But before I called on Jesus, before I got born again, when I would read that and hear about that, I got scared. And down south, we call it scared. When I read something like it says, I remember hearing preachers say this, and I remember some friends of mine, Christians, saying this is, man, there's going to be the sun's going to be darkened and the moon's going to turn into blood. And every time I would, there'd be certain nights I'd see that red moon coming down. Now, I wasn't saved. That scripture would come back. I'm like, man, that looks like that moon's turning into blood. And I was scared because it talked about Jesus. God was coming back. And see, if you're in fear, man, I'm like, no, I don't want this to happen. I was just thanking God yesterday coming back there in Mooresville where me and my cousin used to get drunk and high on marijuana. And I'll just be honest with you. God's mercy. My cousin, he was so, we driving an old Caprice, and I wasn't 14 years old drinking and doing this crazy stuff. There came times that I drove home just so we could get home because he was so drunk we couldn't get home. But I remember we come in, and right there in my trailer park, there was a big old oak tree right there. Mama didn't know all this. I hadn't told her all this either. But anyway, oh gosh, yeah. Now I ain't going to edit this. The world needs to hear this. That's right. But we drunk, and he's staggering. And we got to make a turn, a right-hand turn to get into the trailer park, and there's a big old oak tree. We missed that thing by about that much because I think I put my foot on the brake from over here, and there we are, lights looking right at that oak tree. And I rode by it the other day, and I thanked you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Lord. I was stupid. Had I got killed, I don't know if I'd have been in heaven. I really don't know. And I thank God for his mercy that said no. That stopped us from hitting that tree. And there's many other times, stupidness and just being lost in the world, that Jesus was hot on my trail. He was right there. He was right there in the car with us. But all we had to do was cry out. Had to turn, repent. And I didn't know that back then. I was scared when I hear about this. But if you're born again, you don't have to be scared no more. Amen? You don't have to be scared because God took that spirit of fear. Now I get to tell you some good news. And then after that, verse 30, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, Jesus. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. What tribes? If you're not in His tribe. If you're not born again, they're going to be mourning. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. And they shall gather together his elect from the four winds. The winds of change are coming. That's where I found my scripture, Pastor. I got happy when I heard that. From the winds. I was like, praise God, that is the message for tomorrow. Come on, y'all not feeling this like I'm feeling it. Winds of change are coming. I'm a part of that wind. Amen. And the wind and the fire and the glory of God, I'm with Him. I'm not scared no more. Praise God. Because He took that spirit of fear. All those Old Testament prophets, they were in bondage of fear of death until Jesus took them out of the grave. That's why He came. He took that fear. But you got to give it to Him. Amen. You got to let Him have it. And He'll give you His faith and His love and His peace. All that is a fruit of the spirit of love. Winds of change. They done came for me, and I pray they came for you because of Jesus. But this is still yet to come. Amen. Praise God. His angels with a great... I got to read that again. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together Jim, Jackie, Randy, Cecil, from the four winds, north, south, east, west. God's going to gather us all together. From one end of heaven to the other. How big's heaven? I don't know, but it's a big place. Amen. Jesus said that there's many that's going to go to hell by the broad gate. There's a broad gate, but narrow is the gate that leads to salvation. There's a lot of people from Adam to us. That narrow gate, there's still a lot of people going to make heaven when you put that in light of eternity, of from Adam until now. But I want to be that in that gate. Amen. This Broadway, you know, I don't want to be on that Broadway. There's a Broadway in California. Broadway, that's a good Broadway. But you don't want to be on that Broadway to destruction. You want to be on that narrow path. It's Jesus. Amen. He's the way, He's the truth, and He's the life. It's called the Lifeway Path. I think there's a church here in Concord, Canapolis called Lifeway Church. That's a good name. And Jesus, 32. He says, now learn a parable of the fig tree. Now, this can be interpreted two ways here. This can be talking about Israel. Watch Israel. Billy Graham teaches a good teaching on this. Watch Israel. As you see things happening in Israel, that's our key of when these things are coming to pass. End time prophecy. I'm not an end time preacher, eschatology. I'm not. God's called me to teach people faith, but if I got Jesus, I got faith. I can teach you what I know in my heart. Learn the parable of the fig tree. When his branch or her branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is near. Look outside. Blooms, new leaves, it's getting close to summer. How do you know? God created it that way. Four seasons, amen? When you see them change the other way, you got fall. You know winter's coming, right? So likewise, Jesus, there's a demonstration. Likewise, as the fig tree, when you shall see all these things, what things that Jesus just talked about? People hating one another. Things getting worse. Darkness. All this stuff. Nation rising again. When you see these things, know summer is near. Jesus is near. Amen. He's coming. Even at the doors. Jesus said, for a truth I tell you, this generation, he's talking about us, when you see all these things, and we're seeing all these things, this generation shall not pass until all these things be fulfilled. Amen. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Jesus said, you can bank on this. What I just said, you can take it to the bank. But of that day and hour knoweth no man. But God's not a man that he should lie. Amen. God knows. So the closer you are with God, I remember Enoch, the Bible says Enoch walked with God and he was not, for God took him. That's a good place right there to be happy. When Jesus comes, he's going to take us. He walked with God and was not. God knows that day. And before that great day, God's going to take me. How about you? Amen. The Bible says that Lazarus and that rich man, when they went to, one went to hell, the rich man went to hell, Lazarus lifted his eyes up in heaven or paradise. But when that poor man, when that beggar died, it said the angels carried him. Come on, man. The angels have wings. The wings. Winds of change are coming. When that change happens, we got angels. Whether it's angels or the Holy Ghost is going to change us and we'll just translate to be with Jesus. I got two promises there. If the angels miss me, the Holy Ghost has got me. But we're going to give. When Jesus says, when the trumpet blows, he's going to say, come up hither. We're walking with God. We're going to be not. We're out of here in the blink of an eye, in a twinkling, in the blink of an eye. We're going to be gone. You're going to say, how's God going to do all that? I don't care. He can't lie. He's not a man that he can lie. He said it. I believe it. That settles it. That's all I got to know. That's what you got to do. No man knows, nor the angels of heaven, but my Father. Jesus said, my Father knows, and Jesus doesn't even know. But when he does, he's going to tell the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is going to say, we're going to have an unction, and we're going to know the trumpet's getting ready to blow. I believe we're going to know before it blows. Our spirit's going to be so excited. I can't dance up here in the flesh, but I tell you what, that day I think we're all going to be dancing before we go. We're going to be doing something, and the next thing we know, it's going to be like Star Trek. Beam them up, Scotty! And we're going to be, whoop! Out of here. Beam them up. Jesus is going to say, get them up here. Come up hither. I love Star Trek, but I love Jesus better than Captain Kirk. We got a captain. He's the leader of the heavenly host. Jesus. But he's saying, as the days of Noah, here's Jesus warning them, be ready. But as the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. So be it. Amen. For as in the days of Noah were before the flood, they were eating, drinking. I got a niece that's getting ready to get married, planning marriage, and that's all good. This is what was happening in the days of Noah. Until the day that Noah entered into the ark, all these things was happening, going on. And knew not until the flood came. These are the people that don't have that knowing, don't have Jesus, didn't have God in their thought pattern. And knew not until the flood came, and it took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Just like those floods, immediately Noah went into the ark, and it did not start. God shut the door. Jesus is the door. When Noah went in, Jesus shut the door. Jesus had been knocking through Noah for many, many years. He was a preacher of righteousness, saying, I'm building a boat. And, you know, Noah had a drinking problem. We found that after he got off the ark. But I don't care. He had a word from God. Amen. I had a drinking problem. And I smoked dope. It didn't bother God. He still saved me. Amen. If there's hope for me, there's hope for you. Praise God. Don't worry about what you were. Worry about what you are in Christ Jesus. Man, He is the door. And get in before it gets shut. Because there's going to be a time when Jesus calls us up, the door is shut, and there's going to be great things happening down here on this earth. But we're not going to be there. Amen. We're going to be up there. Amen. It's not a boat. It ain't going to be a boat. The boat's done come. God said, and don't get being up about nuclear holocaust. Now, the Jews went through some stuff. It wasn't nuclear, but it was bad. It was Hitler. But there's coming, it ain't going to be, this world's not going to be destroyed by a nuclear bomb. Now, I'm not saying missiles won't be shot, but God's going to destroy this earth. Amen? But not before He gets us out. He's going to destroy it. Don't get in fear about what man can do to this earth. Fear and tremble of what God's going to do to it. He flooded it with water at one time, and He said He'll never do that again. But Jesus said it's going to be, the elements are going to be ferment, they're going to be melted. But we ain't going to be here because we rely on that to breathe. Amen? And we're going to be changed. We ain't going to rely on oxygen anymore. Once our bodies get changed, we're relying on God Almighty. Amen. We're going past the atmosphere, this earth. We're going to heaven. Amen. To the marriage supper of the Lamb. Amen. This is really my first end time message. It's been brewing for about, I guess, Ruthie's 18 years, about 16 years. I've heard some good end time. We had a whole cassette tape of Jim's book of Revelation. He's got to get that on CD for us because we need to get that remastered. Come on, Jim. We need that remastered. 32 messages. Glory to God. We got to get that remastered because Jesus, He's got some good things. 40, verse 40. Then shall two, this is after we out of here, two shall be in the field, one taken. And the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, one taken, the other left. It's about 50-50, guys. Watch therefore, this is Jesus, for you know not what hour your Lord cometh. But know this, if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, you be ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household to give him meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he come, shall find him so doing. Jesus said, verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delays his coming. Now, see, you can be born again, be a Christian, but have that evil in your heart, that darkness saying, I guess Jesus ain't, you know, it's been so long. See, we don't want to be that person. Now, whether that's a person not born again or a Christian that's been lulled, that's been deceived, he's delaying his coming. I guess I'll go out here and, you know, I'm not going to go to church today. I think I'm going to go not fishing for men. I'm going fishing on the lake Sunday instead of church. Now, if you like to fish on Sunday, that's fine. But get to church, will you? Or if you're out there fishing, be the church. Look for somebody that's lost out there on the lake. Amen. I'm not preaching legalism. I'm just saying, don't be that person that thinks God, Jesus is not coming today. I'll just go ahead and I'm going to go fishing this Sunday and then Jesus comes that Sunday. I'm just kind of putting that in bringing that down home to you. Amen. Nothing wrong with fishing on Sunday. Amen. Because glorify God every day, every minute of the day. Because my kids, we're on the softball field a lot on weekends. But the Lord showed me, don't be a legalist. It's not what you do that makes you who you are. It's who I am. Jesus said, it's who I am that makes you who you are. Just be the church. Be my witness wherever you are. Amen. But then do go to church. Learn about me, Jesus said. Come to the temple. Because in the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. Amen. And you can take that anywhere in life. Because a lot of people have to work. I used to have to work on Sundays. That don't stop me from praising God and worshiping God. Amen. I remember before I got saved, they say, you know, and this was good things back then, you know, don't mow the yard on Sunday. anything you got to do, which is a good thing. But now I'm a pastor, and sometimes I end up mowing my yard on Sunday. I have been set free. Amen. Now, I go to church, though. I preach first. I don't go mowing before I go preaching on Sunday. But sometimes you'll find me, if I'm behind, I got to mow on Sunday because it's raining Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And the yard, it might be this churchyard. God forbid I'd have to mow the churchyard on Sunday. But you know what? I've got so much grace that it would not bother me. Amen? To make God's house look good. Because Jesus is the Sabbath. He's the all in all. Amen? Now, it wouldn't be right for a service. I had to be up real early if I come up here and mow the churchyard before 10 o'clock. Probably ain't going to happen. I think Frankie would say, just let it grow, Pastor. Frankie said, let that yard grow. Forget about it. You preach the word. But you understand what I'm saying? That's grace. Grace has set you free from religion. Amen. Religion brings you in bondage. Trying to get you free. Jesus wants you free. He wants his people free. Verse 49, and shall begin to smite. If that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delays his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunken. That sounds like somebody that needs to get born again. I don't think he's a Christian. The Lord, that sounds like somebody in religion. The Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looked not for him and in an hour that he is not aware of. You don't want to be that person. And shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with who? The hypocrites. I'm a Christian. Jesus said, you'll know them by their fruit. Amen? You can't be an apple on a pear tree. You can't be something you're not. Amen? If you go to church, say you're a Christian, you better leave that church being a Christian. Amen? Because that's what's going to get you to heaven is knowing Jesus, not knowing the pastor. Or not knowing the people in the congregation. Amen?
Amen.
That makes sense. You got to know Jesus. He is the door. He is the way. And without him, there is no other way. Amen. That's a good message right there. I got good relationship with the pastor. Me and him go way back. I'm not getting you to heaven. I want you to go. But I got to tell you, you got to put your faith in Jesus. And he'll never let you down. Your pastor, I'm going to let you down sometimes. I'm not going to be there sometimes. But Jesus is always there. He will never let you down. Amen. He'll never let you down. Winds of change are blowing. All right, we made it through Matthew chapter 24. Everybody still okay? Everybody still in faith? No fear, right? No fear here. Because Jesus is coming. People get ready. He's coming. So what in the world's going on? That's what's going on in the world, chapter 24, Matthew. That's what's happening in the world. Jesus knew it was coming. He got us prepared. He sent forth his word into his apostles. He said, be fishers of men. Go tell it on the mountain. We need to be, what now? What should the church be doing in this hour? Amen. What should we be doing? Amen. There we go. I'm going to read 42 and 47 again once I get there. What should the church be doing? Look back at 42. Watch therefore, for you know not what the hour your Lord cometh. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think the Son of Man cometh. Who there is a faithful and wise servant whom has his Lord have made ruler over his household to give him meat in due season? We need to be praying without ceasing daily. That doesn't mean every minute of the day you're praying. It just means every day you're praying. Whatever the Lord tells you to pray. But be praying. Amen. Pray for the pastor. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Pray for your president. It don't take long to pray. Pray a few prayers and then as you go through the day, continue to pray. As the Lord leads you to pray. Amen. Pray without ceasing. And also be expecting the trumpet. Amen. The trumpet of God to sound at any time. And anybody watch this past week, I seen on Facebook, somebody put a video of when the Jews, those 6 million, 7 million Jews, the Holocaust in Israel. There's a siren that sounds that day to commemorate those Jews that lost their life, and that thing sounded for about 3 or 4 minutes. the whole state of Israel, whenever you hear that siren, people would get out of their cars. Stop. I remember my uncle has gone on to heaven now, Charles Kinley. They were the Kinley family. They were a gospel. They went around singing gospel music, their family, when the kids were growing up. He used to sing that song, "The King is coming, the King is coming. Praise God, He's coming for me." And in that song, it talks about how the whole world was still, was at silence, that verse. I'd have to go back and start singing a song and do it. But in Israel, they would just, those sirens are blowing, everybody just stops. And they, 6-7 million people lost their lives because of an evil person. See, that's how evil is able to spread, is when good people do nothing. That one Nazi leader, Hitler, full of the devil, got power and destroyed God's people. But the church, have we been praying? I'm not judging. I'm just saying we got to be watching. Jesus said, "Watch therefore and pray. Pray without ceasing. Be ready for that trumpet to sound. But don't let the devil take you out." Until Jesus is the one that's taking us out of here, right? Not the devil. When we leave this earth, whether we go by the grave or we go by the trumpet, God's taking me. He's receiving me. He's not taking me. He's receiving me when I'm ready. Not the devil. He's not even going to get in our water fountain. Amen. He's not even going to steal from our water fountain. He's going to pay back, because things of God's house is blessed. It lasts longer. Amen. Amen, Frankie. That's going to last a long time. In Jesus' name. That's what the church, that's what we got to be doing this hour. And also, verse 14 says, and we're getting close. We got one more book we've got to go to. We're not going to read the whole book. Matthew 24:14. What else the church got to be doing? Huh? And this gospel, what is gospel? Good news of the kingdom has got to be preached. Because then Jesus said, "Then I'm coming." When everybody's heard the good news, people get ready. Well, the good news is, and I like this, Romans 10:9-10. Wait a minute, am I supposed to go there yet? Wait a minute. No, don't take me there yet. Good news is what the world's got to hear. Let's go to Revelation 19. Preaching good news, Revelation. And I remember before I got born again, when I hear people say about the book of Revelation, I'd get scared again. I'm like, "Man, that's a book about, that's when the sun's turning into, going to be dark and the blood's turning into moon. I don't want to read that book." But I'd pay good money to go out and see a little horror movie, though, wouldn't I? I didn't want to read the book of Revelation, though. That's some bad news back here. It is if you don't know Jesus. Come on now. Revelation chapter 19, verses 1 through 16. "And after these things," this is John. He loved Jesus. Jesus loved John. "After these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, 'Hallelujah!'" Tell me, there's going to be a choir in heaven. We're going to be there one day too. "Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are His judgments, for He hath judged the great whore which did corrupt the earth," this is the devil, "with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of His servants at her hand." And again, they said, "Hallelujah!" And her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the four and the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, "Amen, hallelujah." And a voice came out of the throne saying, "Praise our God, all ye servants, and ye that fear Him, both small and great." And I heard as it were, John heard a voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, as the voice of mighty thunder, and saying, "Hallelujah, for the God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad." What did we sing this morning? "Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, and rejoice and give honor to Him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His wife hath made herself ready." That's talking about you. Get ready. People, get ready. Jesus is coming. Get ready. "And to her was granted," talking about us, "that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness," say, "I'm righteous, in Christ Jesus." We have been righteous because of Jesus. "And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And He saith unto me, 'Write, Blessed are they which are called into the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said to me, do not do that. In other words, that wasn't Jesus. I am thy fellow servant. This is an angel. And of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus, worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Somebody talked about, we're getting ready to talk about prophecy. Be a good time to come Wednesday night. Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. These are things that's happening and are going to happen. And John said, I saw heaven open. There's the door. I saw it open, and behold, a white horse. Here we go. Y'all heard me tell about my horse stories, my pony story. That pony bucked me off and drug me, and it didn't feel good. But I'm going to ride a white horse one day. Because I'm going to see one day. I'm going to see heaven open, and I'm going to see my horse up there. I'm going to see Jesus. And behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him was called faithful and true. God, Jesus is faithful, and he's true to his promises. And in righteousness, he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. This is called Word of Faith Worship Center. We teach the Word here. Amen. We teach about Jesus. And the armies which were in heaven followed him. Now we're talking about you. Upon white horses. Everybody's going to have a white horse. But it won't listen to nobody but you. You've got to have your horse. Amen. Clothed in fine linen, the righteousness, white and clean. And out of his mouth go a sharp sword, that with it should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth, this is talking about Jesus, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written. This is my King of Kings. And this is Jesus. He's Lord of Lords. Amen. He is worthy to carry that title. And I saw an angel, and I'm going to stop right there. Because that's where we get to see. We're going to ride a horse. White horse. And Jesus is going to be leading the army. Now we're going to sing a song. Amen. What do you got to do before you ride a horse? What you got to put on it, Leslie? Oh, Darius beat you to the punch. Stand up. We've got to saddle some horses. Amen. You got to stand up by faith now. Thank you, Jesus.
All I had to do today. Another time was out.
still I have some trailblazers in here. Everybody's going to ride a horse if you receive Jesus now. What must the non-believer, if you haven't believed in Jesus, what must a non-believer do to start this great adventure? You do what I did. Romans 10:9-10.